Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a weekend for the Yankees.
It's unbelievable.
And just
it really is.
They won 2 out of 3, which is the headline. They're in first place in the American League East. Yep. But think about, over the course of these three games, how they did it. On Friday night, they're going to lose.
Yep.
They're going to lose a game.
It looked that way.
And I thought they were going to lose the game because the manager showed way too much faith in Chad Green. You know, Chad Green has been back for 5.5 minutes. He had one encouraging performance and yet had the confidence in a tie game in the 8th inning to say, Chad, here's the baseball. You know, go get me some outs. And it didn't work out that way. And he gave up 2 runs and the Rays took the lead. And the Yankees got blown away in the bottom of the 8th inning after a rain delay. Because what's Yankee baseball without a rain delay? And you go into the bottom of the 9th inning against a guy in Alvarado who's had a really good season. And you figure, that stinks. That's a tough loss. You know, CC pitched well. It's one of those days where the Rays are using the opener. Mm-hmm. You couldn't hit. Why did Boone use Chad Green? You're kind of angry. And they come back. And they come back with one of those at-bats. Gleyber Torres puts together one of those great at-bats, the 10-pitch war before he rips that double off of the fence. I thought it was out, actually. And so did Gleyber Torres, the way he got out of the box. And then, of course, because why not, Gio Urshela gets the game-winning hit.
Of course.
And once they tied the game on the wild pitch, so now it's tied.
Right, you know they're winning.
There was no doubt. And CeCe said it himself after the game. He's like, come on, we all knew what was going to happen. So you come from behind in the 9th inning against a really good young bullpen. You do it in dramatic fashion. You've got guys coming through like Gio Urshela. The Gleyber at-bat was the key. And you win that game. And then you look at Saturday, and Saturday was just a frustrating loss. They couldn't hit. You know, it came down to that. They couldn't hit. And I think Masahiro Tanaka, whose pitch count was, you know, relatively modest, after he gets hit by that line driving and kicks it to first base, what a play that was. Once Boone had to go to the bullpen early, that affected them because then he ends up going to Luis Sessa in the 11th inning, and Austin Meadows hits a home run. The Yankee bats really the reason they lose that game. And you're thinking to yourself, you know, you lose this brutal game. This was a winnable game. Offense couldn't hit. Now we got the opener on Sunday against Charlie Morton. Damn it, we're going to lose this series. That's what you're thinking. Or at least maybe that's what you're thinking.
Unless they, except they put 13 runs up yesterday.
Well, that's the Yankees.
Doesn't matter if the opener, the closer, the middle guy, whoever it may be.
It doesn't matter. They open with Chad Green. He's not good. And I'd be worried about him. I don't know what he is. I don't know if you're going to send him back to the minors again. We've got to watch Nestor Cortez Jr. get through 4 innings, a very uneven performance. And so it just feels like it's going to be a loss and they're going to lose this series. Like, that's just what's going to happen. What are you going to do?
And then they score more runs in an inning than the Mets have in a week and a half.
And then they explode. They score
more runs in an inning than the Mets did in Miami.
Unbelievable. Remember when Brett Gardner was in this massive batting slump? Well, he got a new bat now, and he's hitting .211 because he had 3 hits. Tyro Estrada comes into the game because Urshela, I feel so bad, fouls the ball off of, you know, not a place you want to foul the ball off of.
Yeah, there's not a lot of things you want to, you don't want to foul one off there.
I think Gio wants to have kids, all right? Not a good place.
Right.
And how tough is this Gio Urshela? Stays in the game for 3 innings.
Yeah.
And then here comes Tyro Estrada to pinch hit. And what does he do? He ropes a 3-run double because why not? Why not? Gary Sanchez picks up his first career triple because, Joe, why not?
Of course.
DJ LeMahieu continues to hit.
Yep.
Aaron Hicks says, remember me?
Yep, he hit one out.
I'm going to hit a home run and remind you of my Ken Griffey Jr. pose that I have. And the New York Yankees win the series. They're in first place.
And now they're off to Baltimore.
Yes, they are. And it's not that they've built any kind of big lead. It's only a half a game. The Red Sox are right there. They're only 4.5 games back.
Right.
But let's all be honest with ourselves. does this not feel special?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, just a little bit. It's got that feel to it.
Well, look, when you're 11 games over 500 and in first place, and you don't have Aaron Judge, and you don't have Severino, and you don't have Stanton, and you don't have DD, and you don't have Miguel Andujar, I mean, you know, you would think, I mean, this is me, you would think, boy, you know what? I don't know about this team.
Right.
So, yeah. So when they're 11 games over 500 without all those guys, yeah, it feels special.
It does. It feels special. And the way they're winning some of these games, too. It's incredible.
Yep.
And I always say this about managers. We've spent a lot of time talking about Mickey Callaway. You can make some really bad decisions, but your team can overcome it. I thought Boone made some weird decisions over the weekend, but they overcame it. I thought Luis Sessa coming into the game on Saturday didn't make a lot of sense. You could have ran Jonathan Holder out for another inning. His pitch count was low. Adam Ottavino was warming up. Mm-hmm. So if he's warming up, I think he's available. He could have come in the game. Instead, he went to Sessa. Sessa gave up a home run. They lost the game. But guess what? They won on Sunday.
Yeah, of course.
And even Friday night. Why Chad Green's in that game? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I would have used Chance Adams instead of Nestor Cortes Jr. as my second pitcher. But guess what? It doesn't freaking matter because the New York Yankees find ways to win anyway.
Unbelievable.
But as customary in the 2019 season, they're not allowed to win games without there being injury questions. So now you worry about Masahiro Tanaka. It doesn't seem major. Mm-hmm. Will he make his next start? We'll find out. There are still questions about James Paxton, who is still, quote, feeling it in his knee. He's wearing a brace now. We'll see about Paxton. Gio Urshela, we mentioned, fouled the ball off of the, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to worry about that. Now, you do have guys coming back. Giancarlo Stanton is starting a rehab assignment today. So he may be on his way. And even Didi Gregorius is playing extended spring training games. And Aaron Hicks is just a big addition to have back. Don't forget how productive Aaron Hicks can be. Guy can get on base. He's got that pop. And you've got two guys in your lineup, Yankee fans, who remind me of home run hitters from the late 90s with the way they pose and dance. You've got the Aaron Hicks, Ken Griffey Jr. pose, which is awesome, and the Luke Voit, Sammy Sosa hop, which he does all the time. So you've got that going for you. And, oh, yeah, you've got this incredibly good bullpen. You've got Tanaka overall pitching well. You've got Domingo Herman looking like a Cy Young candidate. And you've got a first place baseball team in a season in which we thought when they faced all these injuries, just survive it.
Right. Well, they've done a little bit better than surviving. Just a little.
They've been incredible.
Yep.
So major props to the Yankees for what they've accomplished. And like you mentioned, it's who's on the schedule. And the American League is a weird league in which there are a lot of bad teams, but the good teams are really good. The Houston Astros are really good. I think the Red Sox and the Rays will prove out to be pretty darn good. Minnesota looks really good.
Yep.
But there's a lot of bad teams in this league. The Orioles happen to be one of them. And if you're the New York Yankees, you take your foot and you step on them. And they've got a chance to do that starting tonight with Jay Happ against Andrew Cashner. And we'll see if they're able to do it and continue to ride this wave with maybe a bigger first place lead in the American League East. We'll find out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.